sports. It's time for Mets Baseball.
I'm Lindsey Nelson with Ralph Kiner and Bob Murphy here in Cincinnati, Ohio. At this moment, Yogi Berra has just presented his lineup cards. He's marching back to the Mets dugout. Pete Rose, the captain of the Cincinnati Reds, has presented their lineup cards, and he is jogging back to the dugout of the Cincinnati Reds. We have had the playing of the national anthem. We have had the Roger Bacon High School Marching Band of Cincinnati entertaining in pregame ceremonies. Marion Spellman sang the national anthem, and so we'll be getting things underway here shortly. Right now, here's one of your favorite Mets.
This is Duffy Dyer. This broadcast comes to you through the courtesy of WHN Store Radio and is authorized under radio rights granted by the New York Mets solely for the entertainment of our audience. Any publication, reproduction, or other use of the descriptions and accounts of this game without the express written consent of the New York Mets is prohibited.
We had rain in Cincinnati. The artificial turf is still somewhat wet from that rain. However, the tarp was spread over the infield area, and that is completely dry. Right now, the sun has broken through the overcast as the New York Mets and the Cincinnati Reds get set to go in the second game of the championship series. It's best 3-5, and Cincinnati won yesterday by a score of 2-1. Two left-handers going today, Don Gullett for Cincinnati and John Madlack for the New York Mets. We'll be back to the starting lineups in just 1 minute.
We've always wanted a nice, fresh, fantastically flavored French fry.
Bill Ashley, McDonald's Quality Assurance Supervisor.
In a 24-hour period, we do something like 2,000 different quality checks. We fry up a finished fried sample. We check it for color, flavor, texture.
You and your family deserve a break at McDonald's. And high-quality food like our French fries is what that break is all about.
Sunday, WABY and a group of civic-minded area businesses presents This Immunity.
The series at 11:30 a.m. features interviews with community leaders
discussing growth and planning for New York's great metro area.
All interviews will be conducted by WABY News and Public Affairs Director Ed O'Brien.
This is our community, Sundays at 11:30 a.m. on WABY 14.
14 WABY.
The Cincinnati Reds are on the field, and here's Ralph Kiner.
All right, Lindsey Nelson, and the first ball was thrown out by the Cincinnati mayor, the Honorable Theodore M. Berry. And for the Mets, Wayne Garrett will lead off. He'll be at third. Batting second, the second baseman, Felix Meehan. Batting third, playing right field, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth and playing left field, Cleon Jones. Batting fifth, the first baseman, John Milner. Batting sixth and catching, Jerry Grody. Batting seventh, the center fielder, John Hahn. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Bud Harrelson. And John Madlack, the pitcher, batting ninth. For the Reds, Pete Rose will lead off. He'll be in left. Batting second and playing second, Joe Morgan. Batting third, the first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting fourth and catching, Johnny Bench. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Andy Costco. Batting sixth and playing third base, Dan Dreesen. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Cesar Geronimo. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Darryl Chaney. And the pitcher, Don Gullett, batting ninth. And now Wayne Garrett coming up to the batter's box. And here for the play-by-play, Lindsey Nelson.
Thank you very much, Ralph Cannon. Hello again, everybody. Wayne Garrett was 1-for-4 yesterday in championship series competition, including the three games against Atlanta in 1969. He's 6-for-17, one homer, and three runs batted in. Garrett is a left-hand batter facing left-hand pitcher Don Gullett, who won 18 and lost 8. The fastball is high and away. He has a blazing fastball, by the way. A normal compliment. He has the curveball, slider, changeup. He uses a forkball as a changeup. Don Gullett, 22 years of age, goes into the motion. Here's the pitch, and it misses high and away. The umpire behind is Ed Vargo. Chris Felicutis at first, Bob Engel at second, Bruce Froming at third, Jerry Dale down the line and left, and Ed Sudol down the line and right. 2-0 the count now to Wayne Garrett at the plate. Johnny Bench flashes the sign. Young Don Gullett into the motion, and the pitch overhand in there for a called strike. So it is 2-1. Eddie Yost is on the coaching lines at third. Roy McMillan on the coaching lines at first. We have another packed house here at Cincinnati for the second game in the championship series. Now the pitch swung on and fouled back, and the count evens up at 2-2. Felix Millan has moved out on deck. This championship series moves to New York tomorrow, Shea Stadium in New York. It is the best 3-of-5. The Reds went one game up when they won the Oakland yesterday by a score of 2-1. They did it on home runs by Pete Rose in the eighth inning to tie the score at 1-1, and by Johnny Bench in the ninth inning to win it 2-1. Gullett now with a 2-2 delivery. Swung on, fouled out to the left side, out of play. So the count continues at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Don Gullett last year missed a good part of the season when he was out with hepatitis, and he has battled back since, but has been in a stretch. His last loss was on July 14th, but that loss was to the New York Mets. Reeled off 9 consecutive victories following that setback. Here's Gullett with a 2-2 pitch now, and it's low for a ball, and the count is full at 3-2. So Gullett has gone full at the very first batter he has faced. Garrett now swings the bat a time or two. Gullett standing just behind the rubber. The young man from Lynn, Kentucky, steps up now to take his sign, goes into the motion. Here's the payoff pitch. Swung on and missed. Struck him out. Don Gullett opened up by striking out Wayne Garrett on a 3-2 pitch, and that brings up Felix Millan. He went 0-for-3 yesterday in championship series competition. He is 4-for-15. Gullett pitched in 4 games against the Mets this year. Only once. That came on August 17th when he pitched 7 innings, allowed 6 hits and 1 run, Willie Mays home run. He appeared in relief 3 times, winning 1, losing 1. Millan now crouches. Here is the pitch, and it is low and away for a ball. Gullett lost to New York July 14th here at Riverfront when Felix Millan hit a 3-run homer in the ninth, giving the Mets a 5-2 victory. The count to Millan at the plate now is 1-0. Here's the pitch. Swung on, and he's popped up. Foul ball to the right side. Bench is over, has a play in front of the Cincy dugout. He makes the catch. 2 Mets up and 2 away in the top of the first inning, and Rusty Staub is the batter. Rusty Staub went 0-for-2 yesterday, and that is his record in championship series competition. Don Gullett's lifetime record against the New York Mets is 4 wins and 2 losses. Staub, a left-hand batter. Up there with 2 men out and nobody on base. Here's Gullett with the pitch, and it's high and away for a ball. 1-0. Again, Gullett goes into the motion. Here's the 1-0, and it's in there for a call strike. Caught the inside portion of the plate. Running it to 1-1, Cleon Jones has moved out there on deck. Yogi Berra's only concession to the left-hander as opposed to the right-hander, Billingham, who started yesterday, is that he switched Milner and Jones in the batting order. Milner hit cleanup yesterday. That pitch is low for a ball. It's 2-1. Of course, Yogi doesn't have the personnel available to do a great deal of platooning as far as righty-lefty switches are concerned. Now Rusty Staub's back in, and he's waiting for a 2-1 pitch from Don Gullett. It's on the way. Swung on, and it in the air to left field. Way back, and Pete Rose going to the edge of the warning track and waiting. He's there. He makes the catch.
That is retired at off 10 rows to the warning track in left field. It's nothing across. And in the middle of the first inning, the score is the Mets nothing and the Reds coming to bat. Here's a message from
National Bank's free personal checking account service. Write as many checks as you want without a service charge by maintaining an average monthly balance of $400 or more. And if you prefer to maintain a lower monthly average balance, Boston Spa National's new personal checking account plan permits you to write as many checks as you want for a fixed monthly charge based on your average balance. No minimum balance required, no charge for deposits, no charge if account is not used. You get an initial supply of personalized checks free. You'll get a statement every month, and you can enjoy unlimited use of your account at no charge just by keeping an average balance of $400 or more in your account. And you may want to take advantage of Boston Spa National's computerized automatic payment service to build your savings account or make your any installment loan payment. Even your Christmas club payments can be automatic. Pick up a folder at your nearest office of Boston Spa National Bank for full details. Number FDIC and an equal housing lender.
14 WABY.
John Matlack is on the mound for the New York Mets. He's 23 years of age, made four starts against Cincinnati this year, was involved in a decision in all four games. He won one, he lost three. He beat the Reds 12-1 on August 18th in New York, went all the way, allowed 10 hits. The Reds beat him 6-5 on May 3rd at Shea, 5-0 on June 4th at Riverfront, 3-1 July 15th at Riverfront. Matlack has a lifetime record of one win and five losses against the Reds, and Pete Rose is up to lead off. Pete Rose as a switch hitter. He's batting right-handed. He led the National League in batting this year with a mark of .338. Yesterday he was 1-for-4, but the one was a home run in the eighth inning that tied the score. And way back in the batter's box, Matlack into the motion, kicks high, here's the pitch. And missed. Let him off with a fastball. The sun has disappeared completely behind the overcast. You're now at Riverfront Stadium. In championship series competition throughout his career, Rose is at 13 hits and 37 times at bat, one home run and four runs batted in. Here's a swing and a miss. It's strike two. On the coaching lines, Alex Gramas at third, George Sugar at first for manager Sparky Anderson of the Cincinnati Reds. Matlack had a season record of 14 wins and 16 losses. Takes a time from catcher Jerry Grody now. Here's the 0-2 pitch to Pete Rose. Low for a ball, it's 1-2. The Mets are playing an infielder. John Milner at first base, Felix Leon at second. Bud Harrelson is the shortstop, and Wayne Garrett's around at third. Leon Jones in left field, Don Hunt in center field, Rusty Staub in right field. Here's the 1-2 pitch. It's in front of the plate, comes in on a big hop where it's blocked by Grody. Played on by Ed Varga, wants to examine it, puts another ball in play. They count as two balls and two strikes to Pete Rose. Joe Morgan is waiting on deck. Yesterday, the crowd was standing room only. The paid crowd was 53,431, the largest crowd to see a championship series game ever. The eighth baseball crowd, over 50,000 here at Riverfront this year. Here's a 2-2 pitch. And it's in there for a called strike three. Struck him out, caught him looking. First strikeout for John Matlack. One away, Joe Morgan's coming up, left-hand batting second baseman. Yesterday, Morgan was 0-for-4 in championship series competition. He's 5-for-23, two homers and three runs batted in. Second to Lou Brock in stolen bases in the National League this year. Joe Morgan had 67. John Matlack with 205 strikeouts, third in the National League. Kicks and delivers to the left-hand batter. Fastball low and away. It's ball one. The crowd here yesterday was the second largest baseball crowd ever at this stadium, topped only by last year's seventh game of the World Series. Here's the 1-0 delivery. Swing and a miss. It's 1-1. And I'd say we had just as many here and maybe a few more this afternoon, if you can possibly get more in here than we had yesterday. Matlack takes his sign again from Grody. Garrett has moved in at third against the left-hand batter. Here's the pitch. In there for a called strike. Dipped it in tight. It's 1-2. Nobody on. There's one man out. Here's a swing and a one hop and a short. Taken there by Harrelson. He goes across to Milner in time, and Morgan's out. Two away, and that brings up Tony Perez, the first baseman. Perez was 0-4 yesterday in championship series competition during his career. He's gone 8-36, one homer and four runs batted, and he's a right-hand batter. A lot of right-hand power in this batting order. Perez and Bench, of course, primarily, but Pete Rose is a switch hitter, also bats right-handed against the lefties. And here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. It's strike one. The pitching coach of the Cincinnati Reds is Larry Shepard. And the batting instructor is Ted Klosiski. Johnny Bench has moved up on deck now for the Reds. Matt Lack with the pitch. That is low for a ball. Last year, John was rookie of the year in the National League when he won 15, lost 10. The count is 1-1 to Tony Perez. Two men out, nobody on base, no score. The Reds batting in the bottom of the first inning. Here's the 1-1 offering. Swung on, foul back. It's off the screen and out of play. 1-2. Championship Series moves to Shea Stadium in New York tomorrow. Game time, 2 p.m. New York time. Jerry Kuzman is slated to go for the Mets tomorrow against Ross Grimsley of the Cincinnati Reds. Here is a 1-2 pitch. Swung on and foul on the ground back of third between Alex Gamas and the bag. On down into the Mets bullpen area. So the count holds at 1-2. This stadium is located right on the banks of the Ohio River here in Cincinnati. It's in 1970. Here's the 1-2 pitch. High for a ball. 2-2. The All-Star game was played here at midseason 1970 in this brand new park, which at that point was not quite finished. The National League won in 12 innings that year, managed by the late Gil Hodges. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swung on and hit in the air to right center field. Rusty Staub moves up, has an easy play. He's waiting, makes the catch with two hands. So the side is retired, nothing across. And at the end of an inning, the score is the Mets nothing, the Reds nothing.
Attention skiers, the ski market announces its first annual Columbus Day weekend sale. $1 million worth of name brand ski equipment drastically reduced. K2's last year's model, regularly $135, now only $99.50. Rossi Bell skis values up to $160, now $69.88. Goosetown Parkers, regularly $60, prices slashed to $34.88. Brand new Tyrolean bindings, regularly $32.50, now only $19.88. And many more super savings at the ski market. 600 Twice Connected Road, Latham, open Monday through
Championship Series in the American League. You may recall that yesterday Baltimore won. Baltimore has never lost a Championship Series game. That was 10 games in a row over the years. But they may very well be losing one right now because going to the bottom of the eighth inning, the Oakland A's are leading them by a score of 5-2. Catfish Hunter against Dave McNally. Bob Reynolds relieved in the eighth. Bert Campaneris homered in the first. Joe Rudy homered in the sixth. And Sal Bandos had two home runs. One in the sixth with nobody on. One in the eighth with one on. So Oakland is leading Baltimore by a score of 5-2 as they go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Right here, we have no score. Leon Jones is up to lead it off for the New York Mets here in the top of the second inning. Leon went 0 for 4 yesterday in championship series competition. He's 6 for 18. One homer and four runs batted in. Those career figures, as far as the Mets are concerned, include the three games played against the Atlanta Braves in the championship series in 1969. The Mets swept that year to win the National League pennant. Went on to the World Championship. There's a pitch by Gullett. Low for a ball. 1-0. Jones is a right-hand batter, followed by left-hand batter John Milner, who has moved out on deck. Here's the pitch, and it's on away for a ball. It's 2-0. The outfield defense has moved slightly toward right against Cleon Jones. Here's a swing and a high foul ball back and out of play. Well back up into the seat. This crowd reacts to almost everything that happens. They reacted there to the fact that somebody in an upper deck did not hold all down onto the ball and dropped it into someone in a lower deck who did not hold on to it either. 2-1 is the count to Jones. Don Gullett with a pitch. Swung on. Hit way back in center field. And center fielder Geronimo is going to the wall. It's going, going. And this one is taken by Geronimo at the wall. Geronimo reached as high as he could and hauled it in. Way up on the wall in center field. Leon Jones, who had rounded second, is now trotting back to the Mets dugout. When it looks as though the ball left the plate, he might very well have it out of here. Geronimo played it that way. Went to the wall, then stretched up as far as he could on the wall and pulled it in for a long out. There's one away. John Milner's coming up. Milner's hitting 239, 23 home runs, 72 runs batted in. Yesterday he was 1-for-3. That's his record in championship series competition. The pitch is low for a ball. Left-hand batter against left-hand pitcher. Again, the 1-0. Swung on. It's hit way back on the center field again. Geronimo goes this time to the edge of the track and hauls it down. That one is over to the right field side of center. Geronimo went to the edge of the warning track to pull down the long drive off the bat of Milner. Two away. Jerry Grody's coming up. Grody yesterday went 0 for 4. Championship series, he is 2-for-16, one run batted in. Raleigh Fingers has come in now to relieve Catfish Hunter in the eighth inning for Oakland, with Baltimore batting in the bottom of the eighth inning. A pitching change there. Now the pitch to Grody, swung on it in the air to right field. Take this one is Andy Costco. He's underneath, takes the towering pop, and the side is out on three balls to the outfield. Two to center, one to right, nothing across. In the middle of the second inning, the score is the Mets nothing and the Reds nothing. Here's a word from Christ.
Saving faith of people things, helping people. That's what saving faith is all about.
If a high return on your savings is important to you, save at Cajol Savings Bank. 5.47% annual yield on day-in to day-out and regular savings accounts at the new high rate of 5.25% anticipated. Compounded daily and paid quarterly as of July 1st. Increased rates on new savings certificates when held to maturity can give you an effective annual yield of up to 7.35% on four-year certificates at the new high rate of 7% a year guaranteed. Premature withdrawals are subject to substantial penalties as required by regulatory authorities. Member of Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation.
Matlack has just finished his warm-up pitches. Last time out last Sunday in the first game of a doubleheader, Matlack lost to the Chicago Cubs by a score of 1-0. During the season, Matlack had a one-hitter to his credit against Jerry Royce of the Houston Astros. Matlack had a one-hitter. The only hit was won by Tommy Helms. Now Johnny Bench is coming up to lead it off. He, of course, had the gamer, the game-winning run batted in when he homered off Seaver in the ninth yesterday. Johnny Bench, who twice in the last 3 years has been the most valuable player in the National League. Yesterday had three hits. He was 3-for-4. Championship Series, he's 11-for-31. Three homers, four runs batted in. Now the pitch. And it's low, dug out of there on the hop by Jerry Grody. Andy Costco has moved up on deck. Mike kicks and fires, and the pitch is in for a called strike. Went to a breaking pitch, and it's 1-1. Cincinnati Reds won in the Western Division with a record of 99 wins and 63 losses. The Mets won in the East with a record of 82 wins and 79 losses. Here's a 1-1 pitch. High for a ball. There was a story in Cincinnati papers. Which Sparky Anderson, the manager of the Reds, was quoted as saying that he thought the Mets would have finished fifth in the Western Division. On our pregame show, Sparky Anderson said that wasn't true. He didn't say it. Here's a 2-1 pitch, and it's inside for a ball. 3-1 now to Johnny Bench. He's followed by Costco, who's kneeling there on deck. Now the 3-1 delivery to Johnny Bench. Swung on and fouled up right down into the dirt. It doesn't roll 2 feet away. Spinning around there in the dirt. Artificial turf all around here in Riverfront. Except for the dirt areas, home plate, the mound, and each base. Artificial turf over what would normally be the dirt part of the infield. Now here is the payoff pitch. Swung on it on the ground, back at third, fair ball. Garrett's got a long throw, and he's out. As John Milner stretched to make the catch at first base. So Bench has grounded out third to first, and Andy Costco is coming up. Former New York Yankee, he was obtained by the Cincinnati Reds, along with Phil Gagliano from the Boston Red Sox. Costco, also a former former Los Angeles Dodger, did not play yesterday. Hit 280 during the season with 9 homers and 21 runs batted in. That is low for a ball. The Reds sent pitcher Mel Baney to the Red Sox for Gagliano and Andy. He's used as a platoon player in right field. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Swung on and it's placed out into left field for a base hit. One hop by Cleon Jones and played back. And it is the first hit of the afternoon. It comes with one man out here in the bottom of the second. Here's the Reds, a base runner, and Dan Driesen comes up. Against right-hand pitching, Driesen bats number 3 in the order. Against the left-handers, he's dropped down to number 6. He's being touted for Rookie of the Year honors. 1-for-4 yesterday, and that is his career record in championship series competition. During the season, he batted 301 with 4 homers and 46 runs batted in. Dan Driesen, D-R-I-E-S-S-E-N. Left-hand batter with a wide stance. John Milner's holding against the runner, Andy Costco at first base. Madlock sets up. Here's a pitch low. It is blocked by Grody. No advance. Manager Sparky Anderson of the Reds was quoted the day before the series began as saying that Madlock had won a great move to first, but that it was a balk move and that it was called and he stopped using it. And to quote Sparky Anderson, he has no move anymore. He does have a long, easy motion. And clubs are inclined to try to run on Madlock. These Reds stole more bases than any other team in the league this year. Costco takes his lead. Here's the pitch. Fastball in for a called strike. It's 1-1. Madlock usually kicks that right leg up in delivering the ball, which means once he's into the kick, it takes him a time to get rid of the ball. 1-1 pitch. Curveball hit on the ground toward first, and it's taken by Milner. He goes across to Harrelson. No throwback as a sliding Andy Costco. And Harrelson, a little off balance, he had to leap up into the air to keep him being bowled over. So it's simply a force play 3-6 if you're scoring. Driesen becomes the runner at first with two men out. And Cesar Geronimo is coming up. Geronimo was 1-for-3 yesterday. Championship competition, 3-for-23, a homer and a run batted in. Geronimo batting number 7 in the order. There is no score in the game. The Reds are batting in the bottom of the second. Game number 2 in the best 3-of-5 championship series for the National League pennant. Driesen has excellent speed. Leading off the bag at first. Here's the pitch, and it is high for a ball. Oddly enough, John Madlock, in delivering that time, made a little move toward first, and Dreesen was going the other way on the pitch, going back to the back. George Sugar is the coach over there. Madlock sets up. Kicks and fires, swung on and fouled back, out of play. It's 1-1. Two men out, a runner at first. Cincinnati Reds drew over 2 million people here at Riverfront Stadium during the regular season. This will be the 1-1. And the throw to first, he's got him picked. He's still going to second. The throw to Harrelson, and Dreesen is out. Had him picked, and Dreesen never looked back. He just kept running. It took a moment for Harrelson to react and cover. It went 1-3-6. And so the Cincinnati Reds have tried to run on Madlock, and they've lost the base runner. He's caught stealing if you're scoring. There was one hit and none left, and at the end of two innings, the score is Mets nothing and the Reds nothing.
Mrs. Jerry Rose and her husband run a beautiful motel in Rogers, Arkansas. They just traded their 1971 Chevrolet station wagon, but not for a Chevrolet. The new motel courtesy car is a 1973 Subaru station wagon, as Mrs. Rose told us.
Our family car was a 71 Subaru, and it was so great we decided to get another one for the motel. We like Subaru's front-wheel drive, and we needed an economy car.
A scoreless ball game. Moving to the third inning, and here for the play-by-play is Ralph Kiner.
All right, Lindsey Nelson. Hi, everyone. Only base hit picked up by the Cincinnati Reds. A single to left field by Kotko with one out in the second. At the end of eight, Oakland 5, Baltimore 3. Campanaris, Rudy, and Bando home runs for Oakland. Bando with two in the game. Both starting pitchers out of the ballgame. Hunter started for Oakland. McNally started for Baltimore. Fingers now pitching for Oakland, and Bob Reynolds pitching for Baltimore. They both came in the ballgame in the eighth inning. Don Hahn to lead off for the Mets. He was 0 for 3 in yesterday's ballgame. Hit one ball hard to right that was caught. And the first pitch by John Gullit, a call strike. Hahn hit 229 for the year. It'll be Don Hahn, Bud Harrelson, and John Matlack for the Mets as their first three batters here in the third. Next pitch is swung on and grounded foul, strike two. Leon Jones put Geronimo, the center fielder, against the left center field for second. Also, Milner hit one hard in the second to the center fielder, Geronimo. Mets without a base hit. Pitch back is a fastball high and away. One ball, two strikes. Gullit has struck out one. He got Wayne Garrett on a 3-2 fastball as he led off in the ballgame. Hard throwing left-hander with a record of 18-8. Comes back and the pitch is in the dirt. It bounces off the shin guard of the home plate umpire, Ed Bargo. Gullit was in 45 ballgames during the regular season, started 30. 2-2 pitch, fouled back into the stand. So the count remains at two balls and two strikes, and a great play in the stand. Sun breaking through, and Pete Rose, the left fielder. infielder playing the Sunfield. Checks out his dark glasses. Now the pitch back to Hahn. A fastball swung on and missed. Second strikeout for Gullett. That will bring up Bud Harrelson. Bud was 0 for 2 in yesterday's ballgame. Walked in the second and scored the Mets' only run when Tom Seaver doubled him in from first base. Harrelson batting right-handed. And Gullett into the windup, his first pitch. Harrelson attempts to bunt and misses the ball. Strike one. Third baseman Dreesen playing in the guard against the bunt for a base hit. This is also artificial turf, and it's very fat. Tough to bunt on. The one strike pitch. Harrelson swings and misses badly at strike two. Gullett going to the breaking ball, and Bud, obviously looking for speed, was fooled by the pitch that was out of the strike zone. Now the left-hander ready, the two-strike delivery. Harrelson hits a pop-up out into shallow center. Moving back is Morgan, and he is under the ball, and he makes the catch. 2 men away, 8 in a row for John Gullett. It brings up the pitcher, John Medlock. Medlock, during the season, was up 65 times. He had 9 base hits, drove in 2 runs. Medlock, a left-hand batter. Mets have Garrett, Staub, Milner, and Medlock as left-hand batters against the left-hand pitcher in this game. First pitch to Medlock, a fastball high of all. Against the Mets, Gullett was 1-1 for them. Pitch inside, a fastball, it's ball two. Actually, against the Mets, Gullett had an earned run average of 6.23 this year. He was in 4 games, pitched 12 innings, gave up 16 hits, walked 5. Overall ERA for this season, 3.51. 2-0 pitch and a called strike. Matt taking all away, it's 2 balls and 1 strike. Gullett working 228 innings in the regular season. Gave up 198 hits. Next pitch is low at 3-1. He walked 69 in the year. Struck out 153. Gave up 24 home runs. Had 7 complete games and 30 starts. 3 balls, 1 strike. Now the windup and pitch. It's in for a call, strike, 3-2. When he gets the count to 3 balls and 2 strikes his first time up, Gullett came back with a fastball and struck him out. Have to look for a fastball here. 3-2 pitch. Fastball, and he walks him, and the Mets get their first base runner. Matlack walking, and it will bring up Wayne Garrett. Side now with one base runner in the game. Mets batting in the third with 2 men away. Garrett 1-for-4 in the first game of the championship series. He ended the season with a 9-game hitting streak, and in the month of September, he had 6 home runs and drove in 17. And Gullett working from the set position for the first time in the game. Matlack is not being held on by Tony Perez, the first baseman. He's playing a step away from the bag. First pitch to Garrett. He swings at a curveball and misses, strike one. Sun now has again disappeared behind the overcast. Gullett to the set position. The pitch back to Garrett is taken for a ball. A fastball this time. It's 1 ball and 1 strike. Last year, Gullett won 9 and lost 10. His 1-1 delivery, Garrett swings and fouls, tips the ball into the glove of Johnny Bench. A fastball, and Garrett with a hard swing, but no contact. One ball, two strikes, and Gullit back. The pitch is in the dirt. It's blocked by Bench. It pops up, and then he knocks it down the third baseline, follows it halfway down the line, and Matlack stays at first base. He had no chance to go. Good block of the ball by Johnny Bench. Got two outstanding defensive catchers in this game, Jerry Grody and Johnny Bench. Two and two. And Gullit with his 2-2 pitch. Garrett swings and pops it up into shallow right. Moving back is Morgan near the foul line. He's under the ball. And he makes the catch, and that retires the side. No runs, no hits, a walk, one left. And the score at the end of 2.5 innings. The Mets nothing, the Reds nothing.
Although people would say thrift is its own reward, we think a little differently. We're Troy Savings. Here you earn the top rate on all accounts. And the reward is the way your money grows. Whether you're just starting out or you're well on your way, now is a good time to begin saving.
So much of life.
We do more for you than offer savings plans, though, with our convenient hours and Saturday banking and our list of services ranging from property improvement loans to financial counseling. See us. You've got a long way to go. We'd like to help you get there. Troy Savings Bank. Member Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation.
14-WABY.
Bottom of the third. The Reds coming up, and Cesar Geronimo to lead off against John Matlack. He was left at the plate when Andreessen was picked off first base by Matlack. The first pitch is in for a called strike. No score in the ball game. Bottom half of the third. Geronimo 1-for-3 yesterday. Left-hand batter. The pitch back to the plate is taken for a ball. One ball, one strike. Matlack has struck out one, given up one base hit, walked none. And the 1-1 pitch to Geronimo is taken high. Geronimo started the swing off in time. It's two balls, one strike. Guarding against the possibility of a bunt for a base hit about 80 feet away at third. Next pitch is a called strike. It's 2-2. Now with a 2-2 count, Garrett drops back to a deep position at third base against the left-hand batter, and Milner also moving back two or three steps. The wind-up and 2-2 pitch. Curveball, strike three call. Geronimo backing away out of the box as the ball breaks over in the strike zone. Second strikeout for John Matlack. It brings up the shortstop, Gerald Cheney. Both of Matlack's strikeouts have been on curveballs, and both were taken. Cheney was 0-for-2 in yesterday's ballgame. Left-hand batter. Garrett again moving in about even with the bag at third to guard against the possibility of a bunt. Here's the pitch. Now breaking ball over, a called strike. Grody sending the signs out. And and the one-strike delivery. Breaking ball, strike two call. Cheney batted 181 for the season. Took over at shortstop when Dave Concepcion broke his leg. Concepcion is in the dugout, but he is not eligible to play. Two-strike pitch, a curve. It's called a ball. That pitch was close. One ball, two strikes. Garrett again dropping back to a deeper position at third base with a count 1-2. Actually moved back when it was two strikes and no balls. There's a swing at a fastball. It's fouled back against the screen, and the count Mets play Cheney toward the left field side. They do not figure him to pull Matlack. And the left-hander at 1-2. And the pitch is taken just outside. Two balls and two strikes. Again, the pitch very close. John made 34 starts during the season, had a record of 14-16. Lost his last game, 1-0 to the Cubs. Here's the pitch back. It's too low, a breaking ball, and a full count now at 3-2. On deck batter, the pitcher, John Gullett. And the 3-2 pitch. Cheney swings at a fastball and fouls it back against the screen. Lindsay, I've heard of love letters, but there's one of the best ones. There's a plane pulling the banner that says, Reds make sausage out of the Mets' love march.
I'm afraid to pursue that much further.
Here's a 3-2 pitch again. And it is taken low for ball four. The ball popping out of the glove of Brody chases it down, and Kenny is on Matlack's first walk. A runner at first with one away, and the pitcher, John Gullett, coming up. Bats from the right-hand side. He's a left-hand thrower. He was up 64 times during the season, had 12 hits, drove in 5 runs, and the Mets are looking for a sacrifice. The on-deck batter, Pete Rose, he led the National League in hitting. Garrett is no more than 50 or 60 feet away from home plate as he moves in from third. Now he moves even closer. Gullett squares, runs the ball out toward Garrett. Garrett fields the ball on the first base side, has no play at second, and throws to Behan, and on the sacrifice, the Reds have the first runner in scoring position in this game. Reds with a runner at second base and Rose coming up. He was struck out his first time up. During the season, Pete led the National League in batting average with a .338 average and in base hits with 230. He drove in 64, batting right-handed against the left-hander. Got the big base hit in yesterday's ball game, tying up the game at 1-1 in the eighth inning. Home run hit left-handed into the right center field seat. Now Matlack to the set position, a check at second. Now the pitch to Pete Rose. It's a fastball high and outside. Ball one. Rose batting from the deep crouch. Mets shading just a shade toward right center field. And the 1-0 pitch. Rose grounds the ball out toward Harrelson at deep. Position behind second. He fields the ball, throws to first base in time for the out, and the side retires. Bud Harrelson ranging over almost in back a second to get that ball, and then his throw getting Rose by a good step. No runs, no hits, a walk, a man left at second. And the score at the end of three, it's the Mets nothing, the Reds nothing.
Don't sign your name till you see Bumstead. said Chevrolet.
It's 1974 at Homestead of Troy, and the dealmaker's New Year's celebration is in full swing with the most spectacular lineup of new Chevrolets ever. That celebration is spelled S-E-L-L, and that's what the Homestead dealmakers are doing. It's time to trade up to a new 74 Chevy, and the dealmakers will make you an offer you can't refuse.
Coming up to lead off here in the fourth. Felix fouled out to the catcher Johnny Bench his first time up. He was 0 for 3 in yesterday's ballgame with a sacrifice. Batted 290 for the year. He had 185 base hits, a new Met record. On the mound, Don Gullett. He has struck out two. He has walked one. And the first pitch is over the outside corner. A fastball at the knees, a called strike. Crouched over the plate in that deep crouch, swings and misses the next delivery at strike two. Reese in the third baseman was in tight guarding against the possibility of a bunt. Now he moves back. Mets will be sending up Felix Meehan, Rusty Staub, and Cleon Jones as their first three batters here in the fourth. And the two-strike pitch. Lined out toward right field, moving over by the line, the right fielder Costco, and he is under the ball. He makes the catch. That will bring up Rusty Staub. He flied out the deep left his first time up. He is 0 for 3 so far in the series. He walked twice in yesterday's ballgame, going 0 for 2. Staub closed out the season with a 15 hitting streak. A left-hand batter, and Gullett with his first pitch. Staub takes the breaking ball inside and low. It's ball one. Another capacity crowd here in Cincinnati. A new record set yesterday for championship games. 53,431 paid. Breaking a record originally set by the Mets. And the Mets will come in for the start of their series at home tomorrow. Here's a pitch back, a called strike over the inside corner. A fastball just above the knees. It's one ball and one strike. Tickets are available. If you're driving around the Shea Stadium area, you can stop in there now. 1-1 pitch to stop. Way high. It's two balls and one strike. Reds drew 2,017,601 during the regular season. Now at 2-1, the pitch to Staub. He swings at a fastball and fouls it back into the stand. So they got two balls and two strikes. Oakland got a run on the top of the ninth. They now lead Baltimore 6-3. Baltimore batting in the bottom half of the ninth inning. Baltimore won yesterday's ball game 6-0. Jim Palmer, the winning pitcher. Vida Blue, the loser. Next pitch to Rusty is just inside. It's a fastball missing for ball three. Full count now to stop. Now Rusty steps out of the batter's box. Time is called. On deck batter, Cleon Jones. Stop back in, time back in.
Gullit now jets to the signs, goes into the windup, and the pitch is hit to deep right field. It's way back. It could be gone. It is going. It is going. Goodbye. Rusty Staub with a home run to right field. The Mets take the lead 1-0. So Rusty Staub gets his first championship playoff base hit, a home run. He had 15 in the regular season, and the Mets lead 1-0. And that brings up Cleon Jones, who just missed a home run his first time up. Jones flat out to deep left center field. The ball caught with a high stretching catch by Geronimo. Borne out. So now Jones stepping up. He's 0 for 5 in the series. He was 0 for 4 yesterday. Here's the first pitch, and Jones swings and misses strike one. In the course of the season, the Mets had 85 home runs. Milner led the club with 23. Here's a pitch back to Jones, a call, strike it, strike two. Gullit gave up 24 home runs in the course of the season. And the left-hander back, the two-strike pitch is low and outside. One ball, two strikes. Mets now have their first base hit in this game. And they lead 1-0 on Staub's home run. The pitch back to Jones. Again, it's low and outside. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Jones in that cock position, ready to go. Here comes the pitch. And again, it's low, and it's a full count now to 3-2. On deck batter for the Mets, John Milner. Three balls, two strikes. And Gullit into the windup, and the pitch to Jones. Ball four, a fastball missing high and outside, and Jones walks. The second man walked by Gullit. It puts the runner at first base with one man out and brings up John Milner. John flat out to fairly deep center field his first time up. Milner had a base hit in the first game. He is 1-for-4 in the series. Left-hand batter. Jones with good speed, the runner at first base. He has a fairly good size lead. Gullit to the plate, and the pitch is a curveball, too low a ball. Milner steps out of the batter's box, checks with Eddie Yost, the third base coach. One man out. Top of the fourth inning, the Mets leading 1-0. And Gullit with his next pitch to Milner. It's outside a ball, two balls and no strikes. Called as the pitching coach Larry Shepard meanders out to the mound. Also coming out is Johnny Bench. There is no one throwing in the bullpen, but now two players move out. We might see some action for the Reds. Clay Carroll is now coming out of the dugout. Clay Carroll. And he will take some warm-up pitches. This series, a short series, the best 3 out of 5 wins it. So, every game, crucial, as if they all aren't. Mets won 9 of their last 11 ball games, 13 of their last 17, 19 of their last 24, and 24 of their last 33 to win the Eastern Division. Two balls, no strikes. Time back in. The pitch to Milner is swung on and fouled. Back of the catcher and also home plate into the stand. So they count now 2-1. Baltimore has lost by a score of 6-3 to Oakland. That's the first playoff championship series they have lost in. They had won 10 in a row. Series all even at 1-1. There's a hard smash at Morgan right at him. He fields the ball, and the Soldiers shortstop at second base in time on his double play. And the Reds, who made 161 double plays in regular season, pick up a double play here to end the inning. The Mets take the low on the home run by Rusty Stott. One hit and no one left in the score. At the end of 3.5 innings, the Mets won, the Reds nothing.
The mattress makers celebrate their 38th anniversary with a fantastic bedding sale at all four Troy Mattress Company sleep shops now. Everything for sleep is sale priced, but the spectacular 38th anniversary sale specials include DuPont Red Label Dacron pillows, just 38 cents each with any purchase of $50 or more. A bed frame or mattress pad, just 38 cents with your purchase of $75 or more. And with any purchase of $99 or more, a complete TMC bonus pack free. That consists of DuPont Red Label pillows, Field Crest Pruner Press sheets, and pillowcases in the appropriate size for your bed. Or, if you prefer, a beautiful comforter. But the real highlight of this 38th anniversary sale is Troy's 2-year guarantee, quilted cover, inner spring mattress, twin size, just $38. An unheard of value in this day and age, and you must see it to believe it. Visit your nearby Troy Mattress Company sleep shop now during their fabulous 38th anniversary sale. 523 Fifth Avenue in North Troy, 1449 Central Avenue in Albany, Delaware Plaza Del Mar, and the Mayfair Shopping Center in Scotia. Beautiful bedding buys at all four stores now.
Scheduled to come up at Jay. If they are not played, any of them not played, you get a refund. We pause for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
In the Capital District, this is the home of the New York Mets. WABY, Albany.
Ralph Kiner, along with Lindsey Nelson and Bob Murphy from Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati. The Mets leading 1-0, and the Reds coming up in the bottom of the fourth. First batter will be Joe Morgan. He hit a hard smash to short and was out his first time up. On the mound, John Matlack in the first pitch. Swung on and missed, strike one. Morgan batted 290 in the regular season with 26 home runs and 82 runs batted in. He'll be followed by Tony Perez and Johnny Bench. Now Matlack into the windup, the one strike pitch, a fastball, and it's too high off the glove of Jerry Grody, and it's one ball and one strike. Garrett, the third baseman, is in tight to guard against the possibility of a bunt. Matlack has the sign, goes into the windup, the 1-1 delivery. It is over, a call strike. Fastball by Matlack, and the count now at one ball and two strikes. Morgan steps out of the batter's box, now gets back in. And the 1-2 pitch. It is hit out to left field. Jones is right there. Moves in a couple of steps, then moves back and makes the catch. Of the one away, it brings up Tony Perez. Tony flat out to right his first time up. Batted at 314 for the season. Right hand batter, the Mets shading toward right center in the first pitch of fastball. A vicious swing but missed. It's strike one. Perez closed out the season with a 9-game hitting streak. And Matlack into the windup, the one strike delivery. It is hit out to deep center field. Right there, though, is John Hahn, and he is going to make the catch, and he does. 2 minutes away, it brings up Johnny Bench. Bench had the count of 3-2 his first time up, and then grounded out to third. A good play in the ball right on the foul line from a deep position by Wayne Garrett and Garrett Hunt. At 253 in the season with 25 home runs, drove in 104 runs. won the ball game yesterday with a home run in the ninth inning. And the first pitch by Matlack, a changeup. It's outside a ball. Mets leading 1-0 on a home run by Rusty Staub. Two men out, bottom of the fourth. The 1-0 pitch to the big catcher, and it's low and outside. Two balls, no strikes. On now, moving over into a left center field position against Spence. There's a swing of the fastball. It's grounded foul. Ball hit Grody coming off the bat. Now he walks around. He appears to be all right. 2-1 the count as Grody takes some time. Appeared to hit him on the right foot. He's getting some sympathy from Ed Bargo, the home plate umpire. Now he gets down. Does a deep knee bend to check out the injury and now goes down in the full squat position to send out the sign. Two balls, one strike. Matlack into the windup. Here's the pitch to Bench. Grounded to third. Garrett waits for it, takes it on the second hop. The long throw over to first is in time and the side is retired in order. And the score at the end of four, it's the Mets 1, the Reds nothing.
Hey, Christopher Columbus, when are we going to see land?
We're getting pretty close. I just found a bottle with a note in it.
Yeah, what's it say?
Big, big savings at Sears Columbus Day Sale.
Well, that's one way to get the news of Sears' big Columbus Day Sale. A giant one-day sale with savings in every department.
Like Sears Craftsman sockets for just 88 cents. Regularly priced up to $1.99, these nickel chrome finished steel sockets carry the lifetime Sears guarantee.
Or choose from a big selection of Sears Craftsman quality screwdrivers. Many, many sizes, all with job-sized handles and forged steel alloy blades. Regularly priced at $2.09, these Craftsman guaranteed screwdrivers are now just 98 cents.
There's savings of over $20 on Sears furniture-style humidifier that restores over 12 gallons of water to winter dry homes.
Regularly $99.99, this comfort-adding humidifier is now just $79.88.
Don't miss all the great savings at Sears' big Columbus Day sale.
WABY.
And now Don Gunnett will face the New York Mets as they come up here in the top of the fifth inning. Jerry Grody will lead it off. In the American League, Oakland defeated Baltimore in the championship series today by a score of 6-3, and that evens the championship series in the American League at one game each. It was the first time that the Baltimore Orioles ever have lost a championship series. They had won 10 consecutive games over the years. Catfish Hunter the winner, Dave McNally the loser. Homers for Oakland by Campaneros, Joe Rudy, and two by Sal Bando. Final score, Oakland, Baltimore 3. Jerry Grody's coming up now. He's going to punt time and he flies out to right field. The Mets are leading here by a score of 1-0 on a home run on a 3-2 pitch by Rusty Staub over the right field fence. That came in the fourth inning. Grody moves into the batter's box. Don Gullett has struck out two, walked two so far. Grody swings about a time or two. Now he's ready. Kelly delivers. Here's a swing and a high fly ball to deep left. Rose is going back to the edge of the track. He's in the warning track and makes the catch in left field. Jerry Grody sent Pete Rose way back in left for a long fly ball. One away and Don Hahn is coming up. Don Hahn has been up one time and he struck out. Hahn is a right-hand batter facing left-hand pitcher Don Gullett. Johnny Bench sends out the sign. Here's the pitch. And it's low for a ball off the glove of Bench and over toward the corner of the Reds dugout. In the direction of a VIP box where Chuck Feeney, the president of the National League, is seated. Red flag, the secretary and supervisor of umpires for the National League, and president emeritus Warren Giles. All there in one box. Here's the pitch. Swung on and it's fouled off to the right side. Out of play. So it is 1-1 now to Don Hahn, who is followed in the order by Bud Harrelson. One man out, nobody on base.
Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati, Ohio, the home of the Cincinnati Reds. Now Gullit goes into the motion. The pitch is swung on and missed. It's 1-2. Gullit again set to work. Swinging a drive in the left field. That'll be in there for a base hit. Rose trying to get over to cut it off. Hunt is around first on his way to second. Stops on, returns to the bag at first as the throw comes in. So Rose was able to cut it off and hustle it back to short in time to hold on, who took his turn and took the wide turn and look and then came back to the bag at first. That is the second hit for the Mets off Gullit. The other was the homer by Staub. This comes with one man out in the fifth inning and brings up Bud Harrelson, who's the number eight man in the order, followed by Matlack. Harrelson, switch hitter batting right, has been up one time, and he popped to second. There's a chant coming from the caverns of this stadium, "Let's go Mets." If I'm not mistaken, it's from the section where the Mets wives are seated. Here's a pitch, and it's a fastball in for a called strike, 0-1. There's a scoreboard stumper posted of the 22 original Mets. Two later became major league managers. Name them. The answer will follow in the middle of the fifth inning. Of the 22 original Mets, two later became major league managers. That pitch is outside for a ball. It's 1-1. Don Hahn, the runner at first, and Tony Perez is holding against him there. One man out. Roy McMillan, the Mets coach at first base. He spent a lot of years in the Cincinnati Reds uniform. Was voted the greatest Cincinnati shortstop ever. Here's a swing and a fly ball to right field. Andy Costco moves up a step or two. He's waiting. Hahn returns to the bag at first. No advance as Costco makes the catch. So, and now John Matlack's coming up. He's a left-hand batter who's been up one time today, and he drew a walk. John Matlack had 9 base hits during the course of the regular season, and he batted in 2 runs. We've had cloud cover for most of the afternoon here at Riverfront Stadium. From time to time, the sun has managed to break through, but for very brief periods of time. Don Gullit sets up, checks the runner at first. Here's a fastball in for a call strike, so it's 0-1. Wayne Garrett has moved out on deck now. Don Hahn strolls off the bag at first as Don Gullit works off the stretch. The pitch to Matlack, swung on, foul back. He's out of play off the screen, and the count is strike 2. The outfield defense is straight away against Matlack. Usually would be shaded toward left for the pitcher up there. Matlack has the bat cocked now as Gullit delivers 0-2. And it's low for a ball, so it's 1-2 to John Matlack. Riverfront Stadium packed and jammed this Sunday afternoon. Two men out. The Mets are leading by a score of 1-0. Here's a 1-2 pitch. In there for a call strike 3. The fastball caught him looking. Strikeout number 3 for Gullit. No runs, a hit, no errors, and 1 left. And in the middle of the fifth inning, the score is the Mets 1, the Reds.
Hey, you know, Mr. Beatty, these tires are as bald as I am. Hey, you sure you want new ones? I mean, you still got the rims, you know.
A lot of people put off getting the new tires they need because tires are getting more expensive, like everything else. That's where Getty comes in. Millions of Americans have found they can get more miles for their money at Getty. Now we're going to tell you how to get more tire for your money at Getty. Our steel-belted radials, for example, are the best we've ever offered. So we'd like to make them easier to buy. If you buy them with a Getty credit card on our easy payment plan, you get up to 6 months to pay. And by simply paying on time, you don't pay any interest. Think about that. Getty gives you your tires right away, but you don't pay right away. Your money stays in the bank longer. You earn interest instead of paying it. No interest to us means more money for you. Getty, we give you more for your money.
W-A-B-Y.
The answer to the scoreboard stumper has been posted.
The two members of the original 22 Mets who became Major League managers were Don Zimmer and the late Gil Hodges. Don Zimmer and the late Gil Hodges. Now the Cincinnati Reds are coming up in the bottom of the fifth inning, and Andy Kosko will lead it off. He's been up one time, and he had a base hit. He's a right-hand batter. Facing left-hand pitcher, John Madlack. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Start him off with a breaking pitch. It's strike one. Madlack has struck out two, and he's walked one so far today. Jerry Grody flashes a sign. Here's the strike one delivery. Breaking pitch foul off on the ground, out of play. Back of Alex Kramer, the coach at third base for the Cincinnati Reds. Cincinnati Reds, who have not won a World Championship since 1940. Bill McChesney was their manager on that occasion. Here's the 0-2 pitch, and it just missed low, so it's 1-2. They did not win, the Reds did not, between 1919 and 1939. Then they won in consecutive years, 39 and 40. Won the World Championship in 40. Did not win again until 61, the National League pennant. Lost to the Yankees in five games in that World Series. That pitch is inside for a ball, 2-2. The Reds have won the National League pennant in two of the last 3 years. They are the defending National League champions. Lost in the World Series to the Oakland A's last year. Previously lost to the Baltimore Orioles. Here's a swing and a drive. He's to left. It stays fair. It's way back there and it's up. It's going, going. And it is a foul ball. A foul ball. It just missed. And the umpire down the line, Jerry Dale, fell a foul ball. It just missed the screen. It was up there. And it was long enough and high enough. And now Sparky Anderson is coming out to talk to his third base coach, Alex Kramer, who is pointing to him. It was a foul ball. We can affirm that because we are squarely in line with the foul line here, that there are so many originations, we are not quite squarely behind home plate in this ballpark. And looking right down the line, it missed the screen and was a foul ball. Sparky Anderson takes the word of his third base coach, Alex Kramer, who affirms that to him and goes back to the dugout. It was, in fact, a foul ball. The fans are not quite so easily convinced. The count is 2-2 to Andy Kosko. He really drilled it, but he just faded on him at the last moment and missed the screen. Madlack takes a sign from Grody. Taking a little time, and Kosko back. The Mets are leading by a score of 1-0 on a fourth inning homer by Rusty Staub. We're getting a little action down in the bullpen of the Cincinnati Reds now. Here is the 2-2 pitch. And just missed. Outside, and Madlack, hands on knees, thinks he should have got a strike call. The count is full at 3-2. Dennis Menke, who is loosening up his arm down there. Dennis Menke, an infielder. Here's a payoff pitch, and it's low, a walk. A leadoff walk to Andy Kosko. It is the second base on balls issued by Madlack, and it brings up Dan Driesen, who is a left-hand batter. Driesen has been up one time and grounded into a force play. Cincinnati Reds are trying to build a tying run here now. Wayne Garrett moved well in on the turf at third, figuring that Driesen might very well be sacrificing. Here is the pitch, and Driesen is not sacrificing. He takes the pitch in for a crack. He hit the bat cock and was ready to swing away. It is strike one. Milner's holding against the runner at first base. Cesar Geronimo is on deck. Fans are trying to lend whatever support they may with rhythmic applause here at Cincinnati, and here is the pitch. Breaks in for a called strike. Got him looking at a breaking pitch. It's 0-2 as Driesen moved back on the pitch. Madlack turns his back to the plate now for a moment. Tugs at the bill of his cap, steps up again to look in and take a sign. He sets up. two-strike delivery. Swung on and missed. Took a wild swing, tried to check it. He's a strikeout victim. Number three for Madlack. So there's one away. Cesar Geronimo is coming up. And now Menke has stopped throwing in the bullpen and is running into the dugout as Cheney has moved out on deck. Geronimo is also a left-hand batter. He's been up one time and he was called out on strike. Andy Costco, the runner at first with one man out. Garrett stays in on the turf at third base. Madlack sets up. Here is the pitch. Fastball in there for a called strike. He had the bat cocked, looked at it, and it's right down the pipe. So it's 0-1. Outfield defense straight away against Cesar Geronimo. The Reds are batting in the bottom of the fifth inning. Madlack off the stretch, checks the runner. Kicks and fires, and the pitch is low for a ball. Another fastball. It's 1-1. Now Geronimo reads the sign of Alex Gramas, the coach at third. Manager Sparky Anderson had indicated before the series began that the Reds would try to run against Madlack. Steal, hit and run. Here's the pitch. Throw to first, not in time. Madlack trying to hold Costco close. Geronimo back in at the plate with a count of 1-1. Madlack sets and checks. Costco is holding. The pitch is low. Rolls out of the glove of Grody. He picks it up. Grody keeping an eye on Costco at first, figuring he might be going. Now with the count 2-1, he might. Again, third base coach Alex Gramas passes the sign along to Cesar Geronimo. Milner's holding against the runner Costco, who is taking his lead at first. He's not going. The pitch is swung on and missed. It's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes to Cesar Geronimo at the plate. He's the number seven man in the batting order of the Cincinnati Reds. Grody sending out a sign. Costco takes his lead. He's holding. Here's a pitch. Curveball in for a call. Strike three. Caught him looking at a curveball. Geronimo moved back on the curveball. Strikeout number four for Madlack. So there are two men out, and Darryl Chaney's coming up. Darryl Chaney will bat for himself. He is a left-hand batter. He's been up one time, and he walked. We're getting some further action in the bullpen now for the Cincinnati Reds. Although Don Gullett has moved out on deck. Clay Carroll up and throwing again. That's the second time that Carroll's been up and throwing. Chaney, a left-hand batter, and here's the pitch. Breaks low for ball one. It's 1-0. Milner does a little groundskeeping in front of the bag at first. Now goes back to hold against the runner, Andy Costco. Madlack looks in to get his sign from Jerry Grody. Chaney with a wide stance at the plate. Madlack throws to first and not in time. Costco's back. Chaney took over shortstop for the Cincinnati Reds when Dave Concepcion went out with a broken ankle. Concepcion was having far and away the best year of his career when he went out with the injury. This will be a 1-0 delivery now to Chaney. And the pitch is low for a ball, so Madlack goes behind 2-0. Then Madlack thought he might get a call. He is indicating to Vargo that he'd like to know where it was. 2-0, the count to Chaney with Don Gullett on deck. It'll be a 2-0 delivery. Swung on and missed. So it's 2-1. Chaney steps back in. And here's the 2-1. Swung on foul back into the seats and out of play. That evens up the count. At two balls and two strikes to Darryl Chaney. Madlack looks. Andy Costco takes his lead at first base. Here's the 2-2 pitch. High and tight, cross the letters. Counts full 3-2. An automatic start now for Costco at first. George Sugar, the coach at first, steps up to remind him of that. On instructions from the Met dugout now, Milner will play behind the runner at first. He'll be moving on the pitch. Don Gullett is on deck, but they've got Clay Carroll throwing in the bullpen. The Mets are leading by a score of 1-0. There goes Costco. Here's the pitch. Low, walked in. Costco goes to second. Kane to first, and that's going to bring up Phil Gagliano. Gagliano's got a bat for Gullett. As manager Sparky Anderson figures he's going to go right now to try to get his Reds out here. So he is bringing up Gagliano, who was obtained from the Boston Red Sox. He came to the major leagues with the St. Louis Cardinals. Gagliano hit .290 during the regular season. 7 runs batted in. That 20 base hits and 69 times at bat. Gagliano bats for Don Gullett.
5 and 6. 1 run. 2 hits. 2 walks. 3 strikeouts.
Gagliano is a right-hand batter. Now Harry Parker goes down to the Met bullpen to start throwing. Harry Parker goes down to start warming for the Met. The Reds have runners at first and second. 2 men out and Gagliano up as a pinch hitter. Madlack sets up, checks the runner. Here's the pitch to the right-hand batter. And it is in there for a called strike at the knees. 0-1 to count now to Gagliano. Runners lead first and second. The pitch is just low for a ball. So it goes to 1-1. Castro the runner at second. Darryl Cheney the runner at first. Madlack sets up. Here's the 1-1. Swung on, foul back. Off the screen and out of play. So it's 1-2. Harry Parker throwing in the Met bullpen. Clay Carroll has finished warming up. He'll be coming into the ballgame. For the Cincinnati Reds, who are batting here in the bottom of the fifth inning with the Mets leading by a score of 1-0. John Madlack struck out Dreesen, struck out Geronimo. He's trying to get out of the inning now. The count has gone 1-2 to pinch hitter Phil Gagliano. Madlack takes the sign from Jerry Grody. The Reds runners lead at first and second. Here is the 1-2 pitch. Fastball just missed. Very close, and it's 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes to Phil Gagliano. Runners again. Edge off the bases, taking their lead. Pete Rose is on deck. Here's the 2-2 delivery. Swung out and missed. Took him out to retire the side. 5 strikeouts in all for Madlack. 3 in the inning. 2 walks given up in the inning. So there were 2 walks and 2 left. And at the end of 5 innings, the score is the Mets 1, the Reds nothing.
It's a hit. The new 1974 Dusters, Gap, Satellite, Sebring, Fury, Chryslers, and Imperials are all winning hits this fall at Schenectady Chrysler Plymouth. Make a short run at Jim Schultz's Schenectady Plymouth and score on a bag.
Clay Carroll is coming to do the pitching now for the Cincinnati Reds. He's a right-hander making his 54th appearance. Oddly enough, he appeared against the Mets only twice, back on the 14th of July for a third of an inning, allowed no runs, no hits, and then he got a win over the Mets on August 20th in New York when he pitched 4 innings, gave up only 1 run on 2 hits, and got an 8-3 win. So Clay Carroll,
That's coming to do the pitching. Finished strong this year with a 3-0 record and one save in September. Allowed just one earned run in 12 and two-thirds innings in the final month. Clay Carroll, of course, had been the mainstay of the relief corps of the Cincinnati Reds. He struggled early this year. Finally was moved into the starting rotation at one point. Was brought back, and much like Tug McGraw, after having struggled in midseason, he came back and finished very strongly. So he's on the mound in place of, and Wayne Garrett is up, and here's the pitch. It is in there for a call strike. Garrett struck out and popped to second for two against the left-handed Gullit, facing right-handed Clay Carroll now. Here's Carroll's pitch. And it is in there for a call strike two. It's 0-2. Gullit went five innings, gave up one run, an earned run on two hits. One of them a homer, struck out three and walked two. The Mets are batting in the top of the sixth inning. That's high for a ball. It's one ball and two strikes now to Garrett, who's followed by Felix Leon. It's top of the batting order up for the Mets. And the 1-2 delivery. Curveball, and it's in there for a called strike three. Got him looking. Strikeout number one for Clay Carroll. Now Felix Leon, who fouled out to the catcher and flied to right. He's gone 0-2. Outfield defense of the Cincinnati Reds shades Leon to right, figuring he will not get around in full. The Mets have had two hits, and the Reds have had one in this game. Leon bluffs the bunt, takes the pitch high. It's 1-0. Rusty Staub is on deck. Now again, Clay Carroll into the motion. The pitch is taken in there for a called strike. He was taking all the way, moved back on the pitch. So it's one ball and one strike. Delivered to Millon. It's swung on foul back. It's out of play. Back into the seats, and the count is one ball and two strikes. Millon settles himself carefully back into the batter's box. Chokes up on the bat. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Struck him out with a curveball. Second strikeout to Carroll. He's phased two, and he struck them both out. One looking, one swinging. Here comes Rusty Staub, who delivered the home run off left-hander Don Gullit on a 3-2 pitch in the fourth inning. Staub moves in. He bats number three in the Met batting order. Johnny Bench says something to him. He moves back out now. And comes back in. Clay Carroll's pitch. In there for a called strike. It's 0-1. Staub is wearing a white batting glove on his left hand and a black batting glove on his right hand. Carroll delivers. Curveball is fouled back and out of play. He's gone 0-2. Now the Rusty Staub. Tomorrow, the Mets and the Reds at Shea Stadium in New York. Game time, 2 p.m. Jerry Kuzman against Ross Grimsley. Staub is still outside the batter's box. Now he comes in. Nobody on base with two men out. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Curveball hit on the ground towards first. Harris takes a big out, goes unassisted. With a check swing, the side is retired in order. Passing across in the middle of the sixth inning. The score is the Mets 1, the Reds nothing.
With 25 years' experience, Bob and Ron's Fish Fry knows the best way to prepare seafood. Each order is prepared individually to ensure freshness. Bob and Ron's never mass produce. Their friendly service makes it a pleasure to dine often. Stop in, say hello to Bob and Ron and Rick, and enjoy the best seafood you ever have. Bob and Ron's Fish Fry, 1007 Central Avenue, Albany, near Westgate. Bob and Ron's newly enlarged dining room is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. till 11 p.m. and Saturday from 10 till 10.
Attention Sears, the ski market, announces its first annual Columbus Day weekend sale. $1 million worth of name brand ski equipment drastically reduced. K2's last year's model, regularly $135, now only $99.50. Rossi Golf Skis values up to $160, now $69.88. Goosetown Parkers, regularly $60, prices slash to $34.88. Brand new Tyrolia Bindings, $32.50, now only $19.88. And many, many more super savings at the ski market. 600 Choice Connected Road, Latham, open Monday through Friday, 10 till 10, Saturday till 6. Use your Bank of America card or MasterCard. The ski markets.
14 WABY. Rose has been up twice, called out on strikes, and grounded out short the first. He is a switch hitter, batting right, led the National League in batting this year. Had an eighth inning home run off Tom Seaver yesterday. John Matlack has struck out five, walks two as he looks in to get a sign from Jerry Grody. And here's the pitch to Pete Rose. Swung on, hit way back in center field. Don Hahn is going back and gets there to make the catch. Hahn was in the warning track in center. As Pete Rose gave the Cincinnati fans a thrill on the first swing of the sixth inning. Matlack walks over to say a word to Wayne Garrett. And here comes Joe Morgan. Joe Morgan has grounded out and flied to left so far, left-hand batter. The Oakland A's defeated the Baltimore Orioles today by a score of 6-3 to even the championship series in the American League at one game each. I'd like pitch to the left-hand batter. Breaks high for a ball. It's 1-0. Tony Perez is on deck, and he's followed by Johnny Bench. The Mets are leading 1-0. Here's a 1-0 pitch. Swung on, pops up towards short. Harrelson retreats and waits. He's there and makes the catch. Two away, Tony Perez is the batter. He has slid to right, slid to center. So far, he's 0-2. Perez is a right-hand batter. Stares in, gets the, goes into the motion, kicks and fires. A pitch that's low for a ball. Johnny Bench has moved out on deck now for the Reds. Outfield defense shaded a little toward right, a very little and very deep against Tony Perez. He comes back into the batter's box. Here is the 1-0. Swung on and missed. It's 1-1. Two men out, nobody on base. Matlack with the 1-1 pitch. Low for a ball, so it goes to 2-1. This will be a 2-1, and it's on the way. Swung on and missed. Threw the fastball by him, and the count is 2 balls and 2 strikes. Now to Perez. Here's the 2-2 offering. Swung on and foul back. It's out of play. So the count holds at 2 balls and 2 strikes. The lights are on here at Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati, Ohio, where it has been mostly cloudy throughout the afternoon with occasional brief periods of sunshine. Two-two delivery. Swung on and hit in the air to right center field. Rusty Stahl is coming on and gets there. He makes the one-hand catch. The side is out in order, nothing across in the bottom of the sixth. And at the end of six full innings of play, the score is the Mets 1, the Reds nothing.
Right now, chances are seven times greater that you'll find the one car you want at Hickey Ford and Hickey Imports. Because Hickey is like seven car dealers rolled into one, with a whole line of new 74 Fords, plus Volvos, Fiats, Land Rovers, MGs, Saabs, Jaguars, and now Hondas. And don't forget Hickey's low price guarantee to sell you a new car for less or buy you a big steak dinner for two.
The seventh inning at Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati. Leon Jones will be leading off against the veteran right-hander Clay Carroll. Carroll took over the pitching in the sixth inning, retired Garrett, Meehan, and Staub in order, striking out Garrett and Meehan. Leon Jones just missed a home run, fly to deep center in the second, and then walked. Had a fly ball hit to right field fairly deep. Back is Costco on the warning track. He makes the catch. Jones hitting the first pitch. Flies out to deep right field. Leon hitting the ball hard in the championship series so far, but without a base hit. He hit the ball hard in the first inning yesterday into a double play. Has hit two long fly balls today. Now John Milner waiting, bluffing at a bunt. Takes inside and low, ball one. Milner has flied to center, hit into a 4-6-3 double play. The pitch back high, inside, ball 2-2-0. Carroll had his problems in the middle of the season, but got himself straightened out and finished very strong. Breaking ball, a strike, it is 2-1. Jerry Grody waiting on deck. And the 2-1 delivery. Hit hard toward the middle, off the pitcher. Racing in Morgan. He picks it up, throws in time for the out. A hard smash that ricocheted off the body of Clay Carroll. Ball was hit so hard, it was hard to tell exactly where it hit him. The Reds trainer will be coming out to have a look. Like he got that near the left hand on the wrist. It changed the direction of the ball. It flew out towards Joe Morgan. Morgan grabbed it and threw to first in time for the out. So Milner has been up three times today, hit the ball hard all three without getting a base hit. And right now the concern is for Clay Carroll. That ball was hit hard and struck Carroll near the left hand. We're going to have Carroll throw a couple of pitches to make sure everything is fine. With two outs and nobody on in the top of the seventh, Jerry Grody will be the hitter. The pitchers have ruled supreme so far in the series, except for a couple of very big hits. In today's game, the Mets have one run on only two hits. Cincinnati, no runs and only one hit. Score that 1-4-3 if you're keeping track of the game with the scorecard. And the batter now is Jerry Grody. Jerry has flied to right and flied to deep left. Nothing for two. Now the Hawk winds the pitch. Taken high, one ball and no strikes. On the season, Carroll won 8 and lost 8. He was in 53 ball games. The pitch to Jerry Grody is over the outside corner. A slider, one ball, one strike.
The only hits for New York, the home run by Rusty Staub and a single by Don Hahn. The 1-1 delivery, Grody takes the curve way outside, two balls and a strike. And it appears that again today, the Mets have the unenviable task of trying to guard a one-run lead against Cincinnati, a team with a lot of bats. The 2-1 pitch, ground ball, hit to third, big hop for Dan Greason. And across to Tony Perez for the third out. The Mets go in order. And Carroll in relief has retired six in a row. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left. In the seventh, the middle of the seventh, New York 1, Cincinnati nothing.
Attention skiers, the ski market announces its first annual Columbus Day weekend sale. $1 million worth of name brand ski equipment drastically reduced. K2's last year's model, regularly $135, now only $99.50. Rossignol skis values up to $160, now $69.88. Coustown Parkers, regularly $60, prices slash to $34.88. Brand new Tyrolia bindings, regularly $32.50, now only $19.88. And many, many more super savings at the ski market. 600 Choice Connecticut Road, Latham, open Monday through Friday, 10 till 10, Saturday till 6. Use your Bank America card or MasterCharge. The ski market.
Everyone knows that the new 74s are out, and at Knowles Pontiac, they're on display and ready to be delivered. But what you don't know is how many new 1973s we want to deliver by the end of October. And you don't know what we at Knowles will do to satisfy you on our 1973 Le Mans Sport, Luxury Le Mans, Catalina, and Bonneville. You can save up to $1,200. Get to know us today at Knowles Pontiac. It will be well worth the trip to 6th Avenue to Knowles Pontiac in North Troy. 14-WABY.
Last of the seventh inning at Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati. The crowd excited as Johnny Bench comes out to lead off. It will be Johnny Bench, Andy Costco, and Dan Dreesen. Bench has batted twice, both times grounded out, third to first. Yesterday, Bench the hero had 3 for 4, including the game-winning home run in the ninth inning. The on-deck batter, Costco, has the only hit given up by Matlack. Here's the pitch. Fastball outside, one ball and no strikes. Pedro Borbón is starting to loosen up in the Cincinnati bullpen, and Tuck McGraw starts to loosen up for the New York Mets. Now the windup by Matt Latich. A little bit low, two balls and no strikes. Matt Latich behind an outstanding slugger, Johnny Bench, two balls and no strikes. Mets play the infield spread out and back deep against the right-hand hitter. The 2-0 delivery, wide, ball three, 3-0. Bench now looks down to Alex Stramas, the third base coach, to see if he's hitting 3-0. Here's the pitch, strike called, and he took it. The count is 3-1. It appeared that Bench was going to swing if the ball was right where he wanted it. Otherwise, he was taking. Matlack shakes off a sign, now nods in agreement, the 3-1 delivery. And a smack hit hard to short, Buddy Harrelson up with it. The long throw, end time, Bench retired, one away. Nice comeback by John Matlack, behind Bench, 3-0. Andy Costco has been up twice and on base twice, has the only hit off John Matlack. He singled into left field in the second inning. He drew a walk leading off in the fifth inning. The veteran Andy Costco, right-hand hitter. And a ground ball, base hit in the left field. Costco has 2 for 2. The tying run is on with one man away. Dan Dreesen will be coming up. Costco, 2 for 2 and a walk. The only hit off John Matlack. Dan Dreesen reached on a force play in the second. He was picked off by John Matlack and tagged out as he tried for second. He was struck out in the fifth inning. So Dreesen is 0 for 2.
On the season, after coming up from Indianapolis, he batted 301. Tom McKenna is being called out. Matlack may be raising a blister on his pitching hand. They are looking at Matlack's left hand, which would indicate that he might be raising a blister. Plate umpire Ed Vargo looking, and it looks like Matlack, well, we'll know in a moment. He's going over to the dugout, perhaps just to have it filed out a bit. Doug McGraw is throwing in the bullpen. And it appears that Tom McKenna will try and help him with the blister. Tom Seaver standing by, taking a look. Manager Yogi Berra looking on. We are in the last of the seventh inning with New York ahead 1-0. Each team has two hits in the game. The Reds have Casco, the tying run on first base with one out. And the huge partisan Cincinnati crowd getting uneasy. They want the action to continue because their Reds have the tying run on. And Matlack is on his way back to the mound. Now the left-handed hitting third baseman, Dan Dreesen, will be coming up there, letting Matlack throw a couple of pitches to be sure. He throws only one and says, it's all right, let's go. Looking in now, getting his sign from Grody. Milner holding against Costco. The infield at double played up. And the pitch on the way. Foul behind third and up in odd strike one. Game three tomorrow afternoon at Shea Stadium at 2 o'clock. Jerry Koosman and Ross Grimsley are the pitchers. In comes the pitch to Dreesen. Swing and a miss. He went after a curveball, and the count is strike two. Matlack reaching for the rosin bag. Now tugs on the bill of the cap. Center fielder Cesar Geronimo waiting to bat next. The two-strike delivery. Inside and high. A fastball. One ball, two strikes. Dreesen hitting out of a crouch, cocks the bat. In comes the pitch, and it's hit of the air to left field. Jones coming in, he'll be under it. Makes the catch. 2 minutes away. Two down, it brings up Geronimo, the center fielder. He has batted twice, been struck out twice. Geronimo, a left-hand hitter, batted 210 during the regular season. Behind Geronimo in the batting order, you have Darryl Cheney in the shortstop. He is also a left-handed hitter. Earlier, when it appeared Cheney might come up with men in scoring position, Dennis Menke started to warm up his arm. Now the pitch by John Matlack. Outside, ball one to Cesar Geronimo. Andy Costco on first base, 2 minutes away, last of the seventh. And it's New York 1, Cincinnati nothing. The pitcher on the way is swung on and missed. A fastball. One ball, one strike. Matlack has walked three and struck out five.
Struck out on Matlack. The flip that it started under the first finger, under the nail in the corner, and Thomas had to minimize it. He said he could do just a little flip.
1-1 delivery. Swing and a miss. The official report, Matlack did go into the dugout because he had started to raise a blister, which was minimized by the trainer, Tom McKenna. Started to raise a blister under the nail on the first finger of his pitching hand. Those blisters are raised from throwing the curveballs.
The 1-2 delivery. He struck him out with a fastball. Side retire. Number 6 for John Matlack. The third time in a row that he is San Geronimo. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left. At the end of 7, the New York Mets 1, the Cincinnati Reds nothing.
Attention skiers, the Ski Market announces its first annual Columbus Day weekend sale. $1 million worth of name brand ski equipment drastically reduced. K2's last year's model, regularly $135, now only $90. Rossignol skis values up to $160, now $69.88. Coustown Parkers, regularly $60, price to slash to $34.88. Brand new Tyrolia bindings, regularly $32.50.
In the 8th inning at Riverfront Stadium, with Clay Carroll starting his 3rd inning on the mound, Don Hahn will be leading off. Hahn has 1 of the 2 hits collected by the Mets. Rusty Staub homered in the 4th inning. Don Hahn singled in the 5th inning. Those are the only hits for New York. Andy Kosko has 2 singles, the only hits for Cincinnati. So Don Hahn, 1-for-2, hitting against Clay Carroll. And the pitch by the big right-hander is low and away. 1 ball and no strikes. Clay Carroll swings over the head. Low outside. 2 balls and no strikes. His teammates call him the Hawk. He has been a mainstay of the Cincinnati bullpen for a number of years. For delivery. And a strike call. It's 2-1, and Hahn was taking. Bud Harrelson on deck, and then John Matlack, the bottom third of the batting order, up in the 8th inning. 2-1 pitch. Got him tied up, and it missed out inside. Ball 3, 3-1. Mets trying and hoping they can scratch out an insurance run here on the top of the 8th. Now Clay Carroll side again, the 3-1 pitch, ball 4. Hahn has opened with a walk in the 8th inning. First man to reach base since Clay Carroll came in the ballgame. He had retired 6 in a row. And Buddy Harrelson looking back toward Eddie Yost as he comes to the plate to see how Yogi Berra wants him to play it. If he bunts and moves Hahn along, it brings up Matlack. The Reds figure that Harrelson will be bunting and Dreesen, the third baseman, shallow. Harrelson hitting left-handed. Here's the pitch on the way. Inside of the knees, he did not square around. Left-hander Tom Hall going down to the bullpen for Cincinnati. Hall appeared in relief yesterday. It was wild. The 1-0 delivery. Full swing and a fly ball to center field. An easy play for Geronimo. Drifting back, he takes it for the out. Yogi gambling, what with the pitcher coming up next. So Matlack will take his turn at bat. Matlack has drawn a walk and been struck out. Nothing for 1. Smattering of applause from Met fans as John Matlack comes up to hit. Clay Carroll getting his sign from Johnny Bench. Here's the pitch on the way. He turns to bunt, bunts the ball, foul, no play. Now Matlack trying to move Hahn over. The Mets hoping that Wayne Garrett can deliver the hit that would bring the run home. Mets have hit the ball hard today on a number of occasions without getting base hits. For example, Milner has hit the ball hard three times without a hit. Now the pitch. He turns to bunt. Bunt's foul. Strike two. Now does Yogi gamble and have Matlack try and bunt the third strike? In all probability, figuring that otherwise Carroll might strike him out anyhow. Top of the eighth inning, New York leading 1-0. A fourth inning home run by Rusty Staub. He turns to bunt. Bunt, fair ball. Good bunt. Johnny Bench will have to go to first. And it's in time, Morgan handling the throw. So Matt Lunning on the third strike advances on to second base. Big crowd today, slightly larger than yesterday's record-breaking crowd. 54,041, the big crowd today. Wayne Garrett is the batter. Hahn is on second base. Two men down, top of the eighth inning. Carroll has not given up a hit in relief. He pitches. Outside, ball one. In the Cincinnati bullpen, the Blade. The thin left-hander, Tom Hall, is on call. Garrett is 0 for 3. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. One ball and one strike. A sinking fastball by the big right-hander. Yesterday, the Mets went to the last of the eighth inning ahead 1-0. Rose tied the game in the eighth with a home run. The 1-0. On the outside corner, a call strike. It's 1-2. Clay Carroll is scheduled to bat in the last of the eighth inning. We'll undoubtedly see a pinch hitter. In the dirt, it bounds away, and Hahn will go try for third. The throw, he's out. Hahn is out at third, and the argument is going. Bench recovered the ball that was in the dirt and bounded away, and threw to Greason. A very close play, and Yogi Berra and Eddie Yost and Don Hahn are all arguing with Bruce Fromming, who made the call. So Hahn is out, Johnny Bench to Dan Greason. As he tried to advance on a pitch that was in the dirt, bounded up the third baseline about 7 or 8 yards. Vince grabbed it and rifled the throw to third, and he was out. No runs, no hits, no error in the middle of the eighth inning. The New York Mets won. The Cincinnati Reds, nothing.
Cadillac for 1974, the standard of American automobile excellence, is now available for your inspection at Headley Cadillac Oldsmobile, 515 River Street in Troy. Cadillac, with 9 luxurious models to choose from, offers new concepts in styling and comfort. Responsive handling and the number one car for resale value when it comes time to trade. Cadillac for 1974 from Headley will bring the finest in driving pleasure to you and your family. But whether it's a new or previously owned Cadillac, Headley Cadillac Oldsmobile in Troy will make the ownership of America's ultimate automobile your finest in car buying experience. See the 74 Cadillac at Headley, 515 River Street, Troy. You'll know why Cadillac outsells the leading luxury car 2-1.
14-WABY.
It definitely appeared that Don Hahn was safe on the play at third. But that was not the way that Bruce Fromming saw it. Ed Armbrister, A-R-M-B-R-I-S-T-E-R. Right-hand hitter who had a big year at Indianapolis. He's going to be the pinch hitter. Ed Armbrister is going to hit for Darrell Cheney as we go to the last of the eighth inning. He's a right-hand batter.
Matlack into his windup, the pitch to the right-hand hitter. Curve, strike one call. He was called up August 31st, just in time to be eligible for the playoffs. He batted 308 at Indianapolis. Tall, rangy right-hand batter hitting out of a crouch. Fastball high, one ball and one strike. Dennis Menke is out on deck, and he'll hit for Clay Carroll. The 1-1 pitch, fastball, a strike on the outside corner. One ball, two strikes. Matlack has walked three, struck out six. Permitted two singles, both collected by Andy Kosko. Doug McGraw throwing in the Mets bullpen, Tom Hall for the Reds. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball. Number seven for John Matlack. Yesterday, Tom Seaver struck out 13 for the championship series record. Now the veteran Dennis Menke will hit for Clay Carroll. And we'll have a new Cincinnati pitcher, Tom Hall, as we go to the ninth inning. Clay Carroll hurling three scoreless innings in relief. He did not give up a hit. He allowed one walk and struck out two. Pitch to Menke, a fastball, strike one call. Pete Rose is on deck. Now the windup by Matlack. In comes the pitch, swing and a foul ball, straight back into the backstop. One away, nobody on, last of the eighth inning, on a Rusty Staub home run, New York leading 1-0. Now Matlack swings over the head, the pitch to Menke, just missed. Inside of the knees, it looked like they might have him struck out. One ball, two strikes. Matlack started to raise a blister that was minimized by Tom McKenna in the last inning. Pitching 1-2 in the dirt, a curveball, and the count is 2-2. Mess with the infield, back deep against Menke, a right-hand hitter. The 2-2 pitch. Strike three called, a fastball at the knees. Menke is out on strike. The eighth strikeout of the game for John Matlack. Now Pete Rose coming up. It was in the last of the eighth inning yesterday that Rose tied the game 1-1 with a home run to right field. Today, Pete Rose has been called out, bounced to short, and flied to deep center field. Jerry Grody crouching low behind the plate, setting up the target for John Matlack. And the pitch to Pete Rose. At the knees, call strike one. Matlack has his sign from Grody. And a ground ball bounced slowly. Charging in Buddy Harrelson. He grabs it, throws. He's outside retire. Matlack getting Pete Rose on a bouncing ball to shortstop. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left. And at the end of eight, the New York Mets won, the Cincinnati Reds nothing.
You know, now, during the summer, we all have a tendency to watch what we eat a little more than usual. And most of us watch our weight a little closer, too. A good reason, it seems to me, to look for and eat a nutritious, slimline-type food. My favorite choice is Dairy Lee cottage cheese. It's a great product, full of energy-building proteins, but with a light touch in the calorie department. In fact,
The new pitcher for Cincinnati is the man they call the Blade, the thin left-hander Tom Hall. He won 8 and lost 5 during the season with 8 saves. Wayne Garrett leading off the ninth at a curve for a strike. Yesterday, Sparky Anderson brought Tom Hall in to face Staub and Milner. He walked Staub, and when he got behind Milner 2-0, he was taken out. Breaking ball, strike 2 call. In the last of the ninth inning, Cincinnati will have Joe Morgan, Tony Perez, and a bench coming up to hit. It seems in this kind of a ball game, it always winds up that way. The tough hitters in the ninth inning. The two-strike delivery in the dirt. It's one ball and two strikes to Wayne Garrett. Wayne is 0 for 3. 1 for 7 in the two-game series.
Mickey remains in the game at shortstop, and we're back ninth. I was in the eighth spot.
Now the pitch on the way, and a ground ball bounced slowly to first base. Tony Perez grabs it. Hall will cover in time for the out. Menke staying in the game to play shortstop, which means that Tom Hall is sitting in the number 8 spot in the batting order. One out and nobody on. Felix Mian has fouled the bench, fly to right, and been struck out. Nothing for 3. We've had only 4 hits in the game. Each team has 2. And a foul ball up back into the crowd. Strike 1. One out and nobody on, top of the ninth inning. Fastball high. Even count to Felix at 1 ball and 1 strike. During the season, Hall was in 54 ball games. The 1-1 pitch and a line drive into right. A base hit for Felix Mian. Felix with an inside-out swing served that one into right field. The third hit of the game for New York, and it brings up Rusty Staub. On 3-2, back in the fourth inning, with one out and nobody on, Rusty Staub hit a towering fly to right center that cleared the wall 375 feet out. The Mets leading by that one swing of the bat, 1-0. We are now in the ninth. Pedro Borbón will start to warm up again for the Reds. And Rusty takes inside. He had to get his head out of the way in a hurry. 1 ball, no strikes. Ray Sadecki loosening up in the bullpen. And the pitch by Tom Hall, a curve at the knees, a strike. 1 ball and 1 strike. Hall throws very hard, has an excellent curveball. Came close to leading the Cincinnati staff in strikeouts last year as a relief pitcher. The 1-1 pitch. Fastball outside, 2-1 to Rusty. New York, 1 run on 3 hits. Cincinnati, no runs on 2 hits, and this is the ninth. Hall checks the runner, delivers from the stretch. Curve breaks low, is 3 balls and a strike. Leon Jones is on deck, and then John Milner. Again, eyes the runner at first. The pitch to Rusty. Low ball 4, and the Mets have 2 men on. Mian goes to second. Rusty Staub to first base. And Cleon Jones will be coming up. Now, Pedro Borbón, a right-hander, is active in the Cincinnati bullpen. Johnny Bench walks to the mound. Joe Morgan comes into the mound from second base. They will stall for time right here. For manager Sparky Anderson, if Sparky is going to make a change, he might want the right-hander against Cleon Jones. Then again, he may stay right with Tom Hall.
hit back against the screen, strike one. Now Tom Hall goes for the rising bag. Mian on second and Staub on first. One away, top of the ninth inning, 1-0 New York. Cleon cocks the bat. And the pitch on the way, outside. One ball, one strike. Reds have the infield straight away against Jones. The 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes. Left-hand hitter John Milner is on deck. Al Hall up in pitching position. Around comes the arm. At a foul ball, no play, trickling back toward the Mets dugout. Mian edging away from second, Staub from first. One ball, two strikes to Cleon Jones. Tom Hall in the set position, delivers. And a line drive, base hit to center field. Mian around third is heading home. The throw coming in, the slide. He is safe at the plate. He scores. Smith tried to block him off. But Mian found the plate. The run is in, and the Mets lead 2-0. Runners on second and third. Sparky enters, plate umpire Ed Bargo. For Mian, it was about a half slide, half attempted scoring standing up when he realized that Bench was blocking the plate. Any other center fielder in the league and you would score easily. But Geronimo, the center fielder for the Reds, has an unbelievable arm. He gunned the ball home, a very close play at the plate. Mian was half sliding, half standing up, banged against the shin guard of John Bench and got in there. Now 2-0 New York. A big hit for Cleon Jones. Runners on second and third, and Milner the batter with one away. Score that a single, second on the throw. Milner tried to hold on the swing, and he did. It was low ball one. Mets lead 2-0 now here in the ninth. Hall into his windup, the pitch to Milner. High and away, two balls and no strikes. Here comes Sparky Anderson. Sparky Anderson is on his way to the mound. Will he bring in Pedro Borbón right here to pitch to the left-hand hitter? And we'll know in just a moment. Tom Hall retired the first batter. But then Felix Mian served one into right, a single. And he'll bring in Pedro Barba. Just as he did yesterday. Borbón came in yesterday in the ninth inning. Retired Milner on a fly ball to center, and he came in with a 3-0 count. Borbón wound up the winning pitcher. So Pedro Borbón, the rubber-armed right-hander from the Dominican Republic, is coming in the ballgame. He has been fantastic. Finished the season with a 9-game winning streak, was the winning pitcher yesterday. Hasn't lost a game since July the 4th to San Francisco. You close out the books on Tom Hall until Milner completes his turn at bat. Pedro Borbón is on now. Tom Hall works one-third of one inning, and at the moment has given up one run, allowed two hits. He has walked one. It could be two if Milner draws a walk. The Mets now have an extra run to take into the last of the ninth inning. Jones delivering a very big base hit. A line single to center field. Morgan dove for the ball, couldn't reach it. Geronimo, with that howitzer of an arm, made it a very close play at the plate.
Mignon was kind of hung up, not knowing whether to slide or stand and go in for a crash landing, when he saw Johnny Bench squarely blocking the plate. Now we're ready to go. It looks like they're going to intentionally walk John Milner. This will load the bases and bring up Jerry Grody. So Milner now will be intentionally walked. The walk will be charged to Tom Hall. The base is loaded, one away, Jerry Grody coming to bat. Jerry, 0 for 3. Made good contact back in the fifth inning with a fly ball Rose caught on the warning track. The base is loaded, one man away, and Jerry Grody getting ready to step in now against Pedro Borbón. Borbón was in 80 games during the regular season, more than anybody except Mike Marshall. Low, outside, one ball and no strikes. The Reds with the infield are in at first and third. At second and short, they are at double play depth. The outfielders play the alleys on the AstroTurf and give the hitter the lines. And the pitch on the way, low, outside, ball two, two balls and no strikes. In 121 innings this year, Borbón walked only 35 men. Here's the 2-0 delivery. Ground ball hit toward the middle, a base hit the center field for Jerry Grody. Staub will score. Milner digging for the plate. The throw will be wide. Jones is in to score. And the Mets now have a 4-0 lead. Staub and Jones both come around to score on Grody's single to center field. And the Mets lead Cincinnati 4-0 in the ninth inning. Those runs will be charged to Tom Hall. Milner stopping at second. Two runs batted in for Jerry Grody. Now the hitter is Don Hahn, and he's the eighth man up of the inning. Low, outside, ball one. Yogi Berra gave Grody the green light, and he really did the job as he lashed one right through the middle. And the pitch is out of the strike zone, ball two, 2-0. A 1-0 game coming to the ninth inning. The Mets have scored three, and they lead the Reds 4-0. And a ground ball hit hard toward the middle. A base hit to center field for Don Hahn. Milner around third will hold up as Geronimo's throw comes in, and the bases are loaded. Single to center for Don Hahn, his second hit of the ball game. Now Buddy Harrelson is... Milner is on third, Grody on second, and Hahn on first. Still one man away. Three runs have scored on four hits. And the Reds bring the infield in. Buddy Harrelson, the batter. And a line drive, base hit to center field. Milner is coming home. He will score. Holding at third, Jerry Grody. The Mets lead the Big Red Machine 5-0. Three hits in a row off Pedro Borbón. A run batted in for Bud Harrelson. And now John Matlack will be coming up. The Mets have batted around. Dave Tomlin, a left-hander, will start warming up for Cincinnati.
Line on call was 1/3 of an inning pitch. Four runs,
the blister might be bothering John Matlack. We're waiting to see now whether he is going to turn his bat. And Matlack is coming up. Matlack getting a hand as he comes out to hit now. Garrett, the first man up of the inning, was retired
The Reds have not retired a man since. And now Matlack is the ninth man to battle the inning. And John is up with the bases loaded and one man away. Grody on third, Hahn on second, Harrelson on first. And a swing and a miss, strike one. Leon Jones singled in the run that made it 2-0. Jerry Grody singled two runs in to make it 4-0. Harrelson singled in a run. It is now 5-0. And the Mets have now an excellent chance to go home to Shea with the series all even. And the pitch by Barbona, fastball, call, strike two. All four runs that have scored in the ninth inning are charged to Tom Hall. Pitch to Matlack, foul, back against the screen. Dave Tomlin, a left-hander, warming up for the Cincinnati Reds. And the pitch on the way. It's high outside. Matlack lays off. One ball and two strikes. The happiest man in the lineup right now has to be John Matlack. He has pitched a brilliant ball game. Inside. And now instead of going to the last of the ninth inning, ahead only 1-0. Facing Perez, Morgan, Perez and Bench. He has a 5-0 lead. The 2-2 delivery, strike three called. That's the second out. And Jarrett will bat for the second time in the inning. First strikeout for Pedro Borbón. Wayne Jarrett, hitless and four times at bat. Wayne was the first out here in the ninth inning. Hit a ground ball down to Tony Perez. Felix Villan started the rally with a single to right field. And the pitch to Wayne Jarrett, a ground ball hit right at Joe Morgan. He has it. Throws on to Perez for the third out. Four runs. Five hits. No errors. Three were left on. In the middle of the ninth inning, the New York Mets 5 and the Cincinnati Reds nothing.
Hey, look out. See any sign of land?
No, Columbus, but look out there. It's two seagulls are pulling a sign.
What's it say?
Big, big savings at Sears Columbus, they say.
Hey, they've got some pretty smart seagulls over here.
They've got pretty smart values at Sears, too, Chris. Like savings of over $15 on a Sears Craftsman electric chainsaw. This 10-inch saw, dozens of tough jobs around the house and yard. Right now, it's on sale for just $54.88. Save over $15 on a Sears Power Humidifier. This furnace-mounted humidifier automatically adds moisture to dry, heated air. Mounts easily in the plenum of your hot air furnace. Columbus Day Sears sale price just $49.88. Big, big savings on dishwashers at Sears. Every great Kenmore dishwasher is on sale at savings of $20 to $60. The speed and convenience of a Kenmore dishwasher and a $20 to $60 saving. Don't miss all the great savings at Sears' big Columbus Day sale.
14-WABY.
Of the ninth inning at Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati. New York 5, Cincinnati nothing. Joe Morgan faces John Matlack. Matlack has allowed two, both singles, both collected by Andy Kosko. He has walked three and struck out eight. Doug McGraw and Harry Parker are busy in the bullpen. And a fly ball hit high in the air to center field. Don Hahn drifting in, draws a beat on it. He has it one man away. One out in the ninth inning. It brings up Tony Perez, the first baseman. He has hit three outfield flies. They have all been caught. Twice to right and once to center. Perez 0 for 7 in the two ball games. And the pitch by Matlack. Breaking ball, call strike one. Fastball just off the outside corner. One ball and one strike. During the regular season, John Matlack had three shutouts. The 1-1 delivery. And a high fly ball to right field. Should be easy. Staub cruising in. He's under it. Taps the glove and he has it. Two men away in the last of the ninth. Now Johnny Bench. Cincinnati's hero yesterday. He won the game in the last of the ninth with a home run. Consoling to the Mets to know that a home run right now does not really hurt him. Had the Mets not scored in the top of the ninth inning, he would be up right now with a chance to tie it up. Now the windup by John. Here's the pitch on the way. Swing and a miss, strike one. Bench has gone 0 for 3. Three times he's been thrown out on ground balls to the left side of the infield. Twice by Garrett, the last time by Buddy Harrelson. Curve inside and low, one ball, one strike. And that's returned to New York. Following the ball game, tomorrow, Jerry Kuhls by Ross Grimsley at Shea Stadium. Just a little bit high, two balls and a strike. The 2-1 delivery. Foul tipped and held by Jerry Grody. The count is two balls and two strikes. Championship Series history, there has been one other two-hitter. That pitched by Ross Grimsley of the Reds, who faces New York tomorrow at Shea Stadium. Matlack with a count of two balls and two strikes. Into the windup. Here's the pitch. He struck him out. The ball game is over. The Mets defeat Cincinnati 5-0. The ninth strikeout of the game for John Matlack. He has just pitched a brilliant two-hit shutout. The Mets win it by a score of 5-0. In the ninth inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on. We'll be back with a happy recap in just a moment.
Savings Bank, where your money always earns the top rate. But Troy Savings Bank is more.
Score at Riverfront Stadium, the New York Mets 5 and the Cincinnati Reds nothing. The Mets will be leaving Cincinnati in about 2 hours, boarding their chartered airliner and returning to New York to Kennedy Airport. Tomorrow afternoon, Jerry Kuzman will be on the mound against left-hander Ross Grimsley. Until moments ago, Grimsley had the only two-hitter in Championship Series baseball history. John Matlack has just equaled it. Matlack pitching the most brilliant game of his career. Only twice in the entire game did the Reds get a runner as far as second base. Both times without benefit of a base hit. A magnificent pitching duel again here today. In the third inning, the Reds got a runner as far as second when Cheney walked with one out and was sacrificed over to second. In the fifth inning, Costco to second base on two walks, one to Costco, the other to Darryl Cheney. Never at any time did they get a runner as far as third base. Matlack allowed only two hits, two singles by right fielder Andy Costco, one in the second and one in the seventh inning. The game was scoreless until the fourth, when Rusty Staub on 3-2
hit a towering fly ball over the wall in right center, clearing the 375 mark. It was 1-0. It stayed that way until the ninth inning. In the ninth inning, Tom Hall was on the mound. He had just come in. He retired Wayne Garrett on a ground ball. But Felix Mian, who has meant so much to the Mets all season long, started the rally. He singled to right field. Rusty Staub, who had a big hand in the game, drew a walk, putting runners on first and second base. Cleon Jones delivered a single up the middle. Geronimo fired the ball home. On a close play at the plate, as Bench blocked the plate, Mian was in to score, and the Mets had a 2-0 lead. John Milner was given an intentional walk. It loaded the bases. Jerry Grody delivered another big hit. A single driving two runs in, and it was 4-0 New York. Hahn singled, and Buddy Harrelson then singled, driving home a run to make it 5-0. That's the way it wound up. The Mets are now going home all even in the championship series. We'll be back to the line totals in just 1 minute.
Attention skiers, the ski market announces its first annual Columbus Day weekend sale. $1 million worth of name brand ski equipment drastically reduced. K2's last year's model, regularly $135, now only $99.50. Rosy Gnoll skis values up to $160, now $69.88. Goosetown Parkers, regularly $60, prices slash to $34.88. Brand new Tyrolia bindings, regularly $32.50, now only $19.88. And many, many more super savings at the ski market. 600 Choice Connecticut Road, Latham, open Monday through Friday, 10 till 10, Saturday till 6. Use your Bank of America card on ski markets.
John Matlock here today. When you glance at your scorecard and it reveals Pete Rose, Joe Morgan, Tony Perez, and Johnny Bench, the first four men in the Cincinnati batting order, not one time all day long did any of that quartet get on base. Each man went 0-for-4. So Matlock pitching brilliantly, a two-hit shutout. He walked 3 and he struck out 9. For New York, it was 5 runs on 7 hits, no errors, 5 left. Cincinnati, no runs, 2 hits, no errors, 4 left. Matlack the winner, Gullett the loser. Playing time of the game, 2 hours and 19 minutes. A paid crowd of 54,041. Now back to New York for Game 3. Jerry Kuzman and Ross Grimsley, the pitchers, at 2 o'clock. Once again, the final score, New York 5, Cincinnati nothing.